Hi, this is a dictation for Lacey Wheeler, L-A-C-E-Y, W-H-E-L-L-E-R. Lacey Wheeler is a new patient. Date of accident is 2/28/2025. Date of birth is 3/18/1972. Date of service is 11/24/2025. The patient was referred by by Quality Physical Therapy for a evaluation for management of the patient. The PCP is Dr. Linda Hardous, H-A-D-O-U-S, who made the referral. Patient was involved in an accident with a fire truck on 2/28/2025. Prior to that, patient had a fall in 2023 in a basketball court. In this, she was seen at Henry Ford Hospital and was recommended cervical spine surgery. She went to RIM, which is Rehabilitation Institute of Detroit of DMC Hospital, for 2 months and did not go for surgery. At this time, she reported that she is having a chronic pain syndrome involving pain in the neck, severe, 10, middle back is 10, lower back is 10, pain in the right shoulder is 10, left shoulder is 10, headaches, front, vertex and back, all 10, shooting pain to the both legs involving numbness and tingling of all the toes. Numbness and tingling of the both upper extremities, front and back, involving all the 5 fingers on both sides. Most of it is burning on a constant basis. She also reports some pain in the knees bilaterally to the tune of 5. Patient reports further issues with the ADLs and other issues. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was traveling at 11:30 a.m. as a front seat passenger on 2/28/2025 as a restaurant driver in an SUV truck less than 5 miles. An hour ago, she was traveling on 6 miles near Livernois when the fire truck hit her T-bone driver's side and then her car hit a tree before coming to rest. The patient reported it was not a hit and run accident. Police did not come to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. There was a loss of consciousness, airbag deployed. Patient was wearing a seatbelt. The speed of the fire truck was not known, but it came at a very high speed. The damage to the car is completely total. The driver door, front of the car are damaged completely. The driver side window and passenger window completely smashed. Front windshield was broken. Airbags were deployed. She had to be cut out of the seatbelt by ambulance people. She received a fracture of the jaw, chest trauma, ribs fracture at the time. It doesn't describe any laceration or any other contusion. She was seen at Saint Agnes Hospital where she was admitted for 5 days. There was no operation done. After that, she went to Henry Ford Hospital, where she was again admitted for 5 days, inpatient. And MRI was done, shock treatment was done, 2-3 CT scans were done. Eventually, she was discharged. history of presenting illness. Patients complaining of headaches that are located to the entire head, from front, back, right temple, left temple, vertex, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Seizure, constant, sensitive to light, and not sensitive to noise. Associated with nausea, but not with vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI are reported as dizziness, loss of balance, lack of focus, denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of concentration, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. None of them. And patient has no sleep disturbance and no sidal anesthesia. She describes of weakness, numbness, and tingling. Numbness and tingling of both upper and lower extremities involving all the finger and toes. Difficulty walking. She cannot walk more than half a block. Fatigue, severe anxiety, and depression. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is complaining of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders, both knees. Most of the pains are 10, knee pain is around 5. These pains are described to be constant and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, punishing, hot, burning, aching, splitting, tiring, fearful. Overall, the pain is 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, and improved by nothing. Various investigations have been reported being done, MRI, CT scan, EMGs, at various institutions. The patient has bladder and bowel incontinence, muscle weakness of both upper extremities, lower extremities, numbness and tingling, pins and needle of both upper and lower extremities. So far, she has not seen any. In the past treatment, she has not seen any orthopedic surgeon, but she has had 2 injections to the knees. She has had medications, physical therapy, psychiatry, massage, PT, no relief. And he reviewed the records for the system review. Surgical history, allergies history. She's allergic to clindamycin. Family history. Mother is deceased due to the cancer of the breast. Father is deceased from murder. No brother she has and no sisters. Relationship status, she lives with an 11-year-old kid. She has 6 kids, 35, 30, 28, 28, 33, and 11. Patient is unemployed due to the pain. He is not disabled. Legal history, patient has John Biermart, Biermart, as the attorney. Please review the family history, ADLs, personal history, and diagnosis page also. Physical examination. Physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 123/9. Pulse is 78. Pulse oxygen. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature 98.4. Height is 5'9", weight 420, and she is a 50-year-old black female, alert oriented, operative and conscious. No sinuses, joint clubbing, pulmonary kick. Attention is good. Attitude is good. Demeanor is good. Patient appears to be overly anxious but not lethargic. Breath and hygiene is normal. Patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient is able to walk well, reasonably. She has a cane that she is using. The gait is slightly lethargic, but patient is able to walk reasonably well. Rest of the exam will come from the temple. In the skin, please mention she has a skin graft on the left arm for a gunshot. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological exam, musculature exam, all normal, musculoskeletal examination. The musculoskeletal is as follows. Inspection palpation is from the template. Tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonicity, zero. Range of motion, cervical spine, is as follows. Forward flexion is 35. Extension, 35. Bilateral side flexion, 35. Bilateral rotation is 35. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30. Extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is positive. Lerma test is positive. Destruction test is positive, Soto heart test is positive. In the thoracic spine, Slum test was negative, Jones test is negative. Lumbar spines, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees and CLR is positive. CAM test is positive. Bregar test negative, CLR is positive. Levinsky sign is negative. SI joints are non-tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distension test negative. Weber test negative, Gosselin test negative. Extremities examination is found positive for the following extremities. The left knee, and the left shoulder. Rest of the extremities are normal. The left knee is as follows. On inspection, the left knee appears to be completely normal with the no erythema but slight effusion, slight tenderness, swelling, peripetalar, no asymmetry. It doesn't feel warm or cold, no crepitus. Unmoving, range of motion is normal at 35 degrees. Collateral ligaments are intact, motor power normal, valgus varus abnormally absent, anterior drawer, posterior drawer absent, McMurray sign negative, Steinman negative, patellar apprehension is positive. Left shoulder examination reveals on inspection normally appearing shoulder with no dislocation, and muscle strength is 4x5. Palpation doesn't reveal any cuts or tender spots. Range of motions are normal at a maximum possible of 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with weakness of 4x5 in the motor power. Special tests were conducted. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. Empty beer can test is positive. Speed test, near test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Diagnosis, please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue. For the left arm, left knee, left shoulder, left knee, and for the neck and mid back, lower back, at 2 times per week. Patient is even advised to use a chiropractor, acupuncture, and all other modalities. She remains off work. As for replacement, transportation has been ordered. Medications are provided to the patient as follows. Mobix, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxations and sleep. Proteinix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach ulcers protection. Tylenol with codeine number 460 tablets for pain relief. Aleve, 50 milligram PRN for sleep. Actually, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder sleep. Wellbutrin XR, 150 milligram twice a day for depression, anxiety. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, neuropathies. Uriset, 1 or 2 6-hour PRN for headache. Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Lunesta, 1 milligram at night for further sleep help. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records is as follows. Right knee MRI is found to be normal. Left knee MRI shows area of marrow edema in the medial aspect of medial femoral condyle. Interstitial tear in the distal anterior cruciate ligament. An edema signal in suprapatellar fat pad with convex posterior margin. Suggestive anterior suprapatellar fat pad impingement syndrome. The patient is advised she may benefit with some injection of steroid with marking to the left knee times 4. An ACE bandage is recommended. Heat is recommended as well as the knee brace has been provided. The right shoulder MRI is completely normal except for some osteoarthritic changes. Left shoulder shows focal tear at superior margin of the glenoid labrum, but no issues with the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendons. Even biceps tendon is unremarkable. Cervical spine MRI is positive for disc herniation at C3 and 4, T4, 5, T5 and 6, T6, 7, compressing both C5, C6 and C7 nerve root, and there is a disc bulging at T7, 2-1, C7, T1. In the thoracic spine MRI, patient shows a large right upper lobe pulmonary lesion and right pleural effusion. PET scan is recommended to rule out cancer of the lung. T9 and 10 to T11 and T12 facet hypertrophy. No disc herniation is noticed. Lumbar spine shows a disc bulging at L4, L5, abutting both L4 and L5 nerve roots, and then L5 S1 3 mm posterior disc bulging, indenting both L5 S1 nerve roots. Facetal ligamentous hypertrophy at L3, L4 to L5 S1. Medical records are being ordered released from Henry Ford Hospital and from Sinai Grace Hospital, and also from Quality in Quality Physical Therapy. University of Michigan Health at Ann Arbor, Corewell Health, and M1 Imaging. Refer to psychiatry evaluation and attended care. Caseworker is not warranted. Surgical option. Patient is referred to spine specialist from Michigan to consult Dr. Louis Reagan for cervical spine fusion. Investigation. Men are being ordered. DMs. The patient was provided with a back brace, like left knee brace and a cane, and a tense unit. Education is just disability. Is already marked. Patient is found disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.